worship this morning, they also have their crosses at the ready. Into this space we come. Into this moment
we arrive.
Into this space our God welcomes us.
Into this moment we are embraced.
A reading taken from Luke chapter 10. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him into every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, "The harvest is you, or the people in Twitter sphere have made their own. You'll find paper crosses just like this. You'll need it for this meditation. We'll use them to be a focus of our prayers and reflections. As you will notice, they've been created from daily newspapers, reminding us again that God is interested in our daily business. During this short reflection, you're invited to hold the paper cross in your hand and in your mind to hold the wider community. We know the cross to be a place of transformation, of hope, a symbol of love, and for that we give thanks. Let's pray as we reflect. So often we hear the phrase or sentiment, "The world is a messy and difficult place for so many." And to be honest, it's difficult to disagree with. We cannot and should not forget the millions of people around the world, some who reside in our own communities, who are affected by hunger, war, fear, doubt, neglect, loneliness, to name but a few. In the assurance of the deep compassion of God, we hold the needs of the world carefully and prayerfully, recognizing the work done by this conference over the past week, giving thanks for both the internal related work and those things that have encouraged us to face ailments. As you hold your cross, think about what this symbol of faith means for you. Perhaps a symbol of hope, love, forgiveness, life, or something else. Reflect, what does the cross mean for the world in which we seek to witness? What does the cross mean for those experiencing justice or despair? How might we, as a people called Methodists, join with our brothers and sisters in Christ to share the hope of the cross, a place where brokenness can be healed, wrongs can be forgiven? Demonstrate goodness.